On this episode of Finding Beautiful Strangers, I had to become a different kind of entrepreneur. I had to become an operator. I had to learn very quickly how to operate a business in a way like I have never done before. Finding Beautiful Strangers is my adventure as a serial entrepreneur and how the people I meet along the way make it possible. It's not a job, it's a lifestyle. I'm Abby Wallach, and it's my story. Thankfully for me, I had the most incredible partners, all world-class, amazing fragrance house, amazing manufacturers who literally worked with me day in and day out to make sure that we could get Sparty from Asia into the United States where it was perfect and ready to go commercial into the world so we could remain on time. There were a lot of hiccups along the way, a lot of moments that I didn't think that we would get it. I didn't know if there's a problem. You know, in this business, what's so interesting and what I've learned through so many iterations of product is that every sticker, every label, every word, every UPC code, every barcode, every ingredient has to be properly done. There is no room for error when you are putting a product into the world. So for instance, when you're going into a store and you see something and you buy it and you look at it, just remember that whoever created that little product has put so much effort, so much time, so much energy, and so much money into that product to bring it to you. And what I realized is nothing is easy, right? Like so many tears. I don't know. I think that I'm crying all the time because there's always a problem. I've never experienced problems consistently in business. And if you have a problem, you find a solution. And that's what we do. That's what we figure out. That's why I have great people on my Sparty board. That's why I have great partners. That's why we rally. If there's an issue, we fix it. If there's a problem, we change it. The other thing that I learned, especially when you're an entrepreneur and you're putting product into the market, is that, you know, if you have a really, really big problem and you have to fix it, well, we don't have any money, right? Okay, so I'm self-funding this thing. Thank God that somebody I know called my husband helped me out in a really, really challenging moment. Now, he knew he was going to get the money back when we got the purchase order, but to think that we don't really have a lot of capital here, and if there's a screw up and it's going to cost me 30 grand, what am I doing? How am I getting that done? So when you're really an entrepreneur and you have no net and you have no foundation or financing, it's super important to be very careful along the way and to make sure, if you can, to minimize your risks, minimize your mistakes. And of course, in any business, you have to address whatever you're dealing with in the moment. And usually these things literally happen in the moment. That's what happened with Sparty. So we finally launched. We're on our .com. It's adorable. It's fun. We're at a big Hampton soiree. People are loving the product. They're twirling and swirling and experiencing this new cool way to wear fragrance. And a few months later, we get a call. It's actually one of my very dear friend's son. He works at Walmart and he loved the product. And he said, oh, I'm working on the .com. You know, let me see if they like it. We send a box off to Walmart and the whole team loves Sparty Scents. So we're super excited. And the funny thing was the buyer, who's fantastic, happened to work for one of my advisors. And then one of the other buyers happened to know my other partner. So it was like a full family affair. And what happened over the next 9 months is tumultuous. It was challenging. It was scary. I don't think I've ever been so scared in my life. I had to become a different kind of entrepreneur. I had to become an operator. I had to learn very quickly how to operate a business in a way like I have never done before. And what I mean by that is not only did I have to make sure that the product was perfect, but I had to make sure that every timeline, that every moment of this future opportunity was scheduled to meet a deadline. So here's how it went. I started on .com after we had our SpartySense.com in action and all our social media, which was super fun and fantastic. And that's why so many people joined the Sparty Party, was because it was everywhere. That was the fascinating and fun part. But then we had to go into a different thought process. Now we have the biggest box retailer in the world, and we are going to get it going. It required a lot of systems and logistics and learning how to operate different areas to make sure that we could launch, and warehousing issues and that kind of stuff. So that happened, and we were fortunate to get the product up on the .com successfully. And then, because they love the brand, they had asked us if we would maybe put it in a few small stores. And we were like, wow, that's so awesome. We'd love to be in a few stores. So we worked with this fantastic group out in Kansas City, Missouri, this amazing guy, Drew. He was really my rock during this time. And we worked on this cool display. It was for holiday. It was going to be in the front of the beauty aisles. It was awesome. So we were super excited. But while this is happening, they love Sparty so much that they had asked us to launch into nearly 1,800 stores in April. Now, imagine this timeline, and we're in the middle of a pandemic. We start in June. We launch in September. We're in 228 stores in December. And they want us in 1,745 stores in April. So I think that's 9 months. You can have a baby in 9 months. I had a few babies, by the way. This is going to be our next baby. Who would ever not show up for an opportunity to launch in the biggest box in the world, right? So we all looked at each other. We held in and said, let's do it. We were able to pull together our incredible manufacturing team, our fragrance team, and everybody who was a part of this project, put together a timeline that we could meet the deadlines. But along the way, the things that happened were crazy. The boxes finally show up out in Kansas City to pack our display. It's hard to believe that boxes are missing. Where are the boxes? So now I'm out boxes, and this literally came from Asia, and I don't have any time. I have like 4 months to get this into the distribution center. So I'm like, well, how am I supposed to find the boxes? Well, we said, let's open the boxes. Maybe they put extra product in some of the bigger pallets, which fortunately was the case. So check, we found the boxes. Thank God we had all the product from Asia. So now we were good to go to get the displays ready. The displays are in production. When we're on the line and in production, there's a moment where I have to look at the artwork and share the artwork for Sparty before it's going into Walmart. And we changed our entire trajectory from a larger Sparty scent to a mini version, and that would go into Walmart in April. And as I was going through the creative, we had all signed off on it. Usually, my last go-to is Pamela, and because she lives on the West Coast, I can text her whenever I'm free, which is usually very late at night, and I can go through my entire day, but I'll text her at 11 o'clock, and I'll ask her a question, or that's when we'll talk. When I shared with her a situation about Sparty, when it was about to go into production, I sent her the artwork, and she says to me, Abby, is that the new artwork for the display? And I look at the artwork, and in that moment, I realized it wasn't the right artwork. It was the artwork for the old version of Sparty, not the version that was going into the store in April. So I had to quickly shut everything down. And thank God I reached out to her at that moment in the middle of the night, and she recognized that it wasn't the right photograph of the product because I had to shut it down because it was already in production. So quickly, I call my friend Drew, middle of the night. I'm like, you're going to kill me. You got to shut down the press. I'm always shutting the press down. He's like, I can't. And everyone's like, oh, it'll be fine. I'm like, no, 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 no. This is not going to be fine. We're shutting it down. We're starting over. So fortunately, it was just only one piece of the shelf. Oh, and this happened before in another project, but this is just how it goes in the world of production. And I shut down the project, and we had to redo the artwork. We needed another few days. We still had time, because here's what I know as an entrepreneur. I always put time in between. There has to be a buffer. You have to give yourself at least a week where you know that there's this in between, because there is bound to be a problem. It's going to always happen. So fortunately, we were able to change the artwork. I showed it to everybody, and then we were off to the races. We were back in production. It's all good. So it has to literally get to this DC distribution center in March. So now I have about a month. The displays are made. The product is all there. It looks beautiful. But I'm still a wreck, and I'm a wreck because I've never done anything like this before, and I'm petrified. What if the trucks don't pick it up? Now, mind you, I've done my job, and I felt like my team, we all did it properly, and we did a good job. But it was very scary because I felt very responsible. I made a commitment. My team made a commitment. We had 100 people working on this thing, and all we wanted was for it to show up and be successful. Fast forward, displays are ready. The artwork's perfect, the product's in place, everything's good to go. The trucks show up, they pick it up, and now it's on its way. Oh, but in between what happened, I had a major cyber fraud, and that really rocked my world. Coming up next, how the job I hated the most ultimately led me to land a seat amongst beauty industry luminaries, and the horrifying moment that cybercriminals invaded my world. Don't be a stranger. Find me at abby.wallach on Instagram. And if you want to learn more about my projects and the things that I've done, check it out, abbywallach.com. This podcast is produced and edited by Mark Rako. Copyright 2022, Abby Wallach Productions.